here. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we're grateful for your presence, and we feel your sweetness and your love and kindness, and this makes us to know more than ever how it was in love that you predestinated us, and it's loving, and we saw in Jesus who loved his own unto the end, knowing that there'd be some betrayal in the Peter and the different ones who couldn't stand the fiery test at that particular time. All these things, Lord, we know you're aware of. You consider our frames that they're dust, Lord, in just flesh wherein lies so many temptations and problems. But realize, Lord, you've made a way for us, even as Brother Branham taught us in concerning your own word, be perfect even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. And we know that since you commanded it, you made a way for it. Just that goes right back even to the garden when you made a command and said, be fruitful and multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it all, take it over. And that same command of yours, Lord, which has been given, you made a way for us through Jesus Christ, the righteous seed, to bring it all to pass. We will reign and rule with him in righteousness by one Christ Jesus. We thank you for that this morning, Lord. May we never forget it. May that spirit that's in our midst at this time, spirits also in our hearts and minds, and binding us together, Lord, with the life of God coming by this word, bringing a twofold binding which cannot be broken, Lord. May we grow up as calves in the stall, loving him. Your great name and loving each other, serving you, serving each other, and honor preferring in all things, Lord, that we may be a credit to you and your name may be glorified. Help us this day in Jesus' name we pray, amen. You may be seated. Now, we're looking at the second sermon that Brother Branham preached on the spoken word is original seed, and we took last night a few pages, and first of all on page number, number two, we found that Brother Branham was giving a review of the word more, which is a teaching rain, and I looked it up particularly this morning, and you actually find that the word former and rain is one word. They're not two words, and actually refer to teaching or teacher. Now, you remember that Brother Branham had a vision. He talks about being in his cave after having been to a special camp meeting where he saw Pentecostal people. And in there he found a certain Pentecostal preacher who was what he considered and certainly was full of the Holy Ghost, manifesting gifts. And then he saw another preacher there that was living in sin, especially physical adulterous sin, and he was manifesting gifts, and he was as phony as a $3 bill. And Brother Branham actually then sought God because he couldn't understand what was going on. And the Lord, he opened up his Bible, and he went to the sixth chapter of Hebrews, and he couldn't do anything with it. And he set it down, closed the Bible, and then then the wind came and blew pages, and was the Holy Spirit opening up to the sixth chapter again. And then the vision broke, and in the vision he saw a man in white sowing seed, saw the earth and all, and no doubt it was the same earth he saw in a vision, protected by the circle of blood. For the elect, and after this man in white went forth sowing, a man in black very furtively came behind him sowing seed. And then he saw the seed begin to sprout because there was moisture in the soil. It was evidently the type of soil that could certainly bring forth seed. And the sun began to beat down upon the crop, on the earth, both seeds, the weeds and the wheat, tares and wheat, and they both begin to shrivel and to cry for the rain, you know, to be nourished. And the rain came, and the tares lifted their heads and praised the Lord, and the wheat lifted their heads and praised the Lord. And that's where there came the understanding of the Holy Spirit anointing the 11 disciples and the one Judas who was also called, but he was not of God. Actually, he became the incarnation of Satan. And here is where you get Brother Branham's understanding of the two vines, the two spirits, everything so close at the end time. Now, Brother Branham mentions that at this time, which we really call, to a degree we call it, the time of the latter rain, latter time, it's over here in the book of Zechariah, the 10th chapter, read it last night. And it speaks of this end time, where it says in the first verse, "Ask ye of the Lord rain." Now that's just an ordinary word, rain. In the time of the harvest rain, latter rain means harvest rain. "So the Lord shall make bright clouds and give them showers of rain to every one grass in the field." Now before we go further, you might just want to go to Isaiah chapter 55, which I didn't bring you last night, but we'll read it now. We might as well start from verse 1. "Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and ye that hath no money, come buy. Come ye buy and eat, yea, come buy wine and milk without money, without price. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat of that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness." Now, according to psalmistry, of course, this has to do with the word of the Lord. Now, watch. "Incline your ear and come unto me. Hear, hear, and your soul shall live. Don't hear, and your soul shall die." Right? Well, certainly that's right. "And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew thee not shall run into thee because of the Lord thy God and for the Holy One of Israel. For he hath glorified thee. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked man forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts." Now, who's the unrighteous man in the beginning? Cain. Cain was that wicked one, that unrighteous one, because of his evil deeds. Cain had some thoughts coming on the subject. He thought he could divide the word. Now, if you think I'm sniping, hey, I am. I'm sniping right at you, too. Because I don't know who you've been listening to. If some listen behind my back and we're happy to turn the word of God against the word of God, how do I know what anybody's doing? But I'm warning you. Every sermon here is always a warning. I'll not have the blood of any of you on my hands. Let's get that flat. I'm not the Apostle Paul, but I'm not so stupid I can't stand where Paul stood. And he said, "I'm free from the blood of all men because I've not shunned to declare unto you the full counsel of God." And he said, "warning and exhorting day and night." I'm free. So, Brother Bill, you didn't love it. You didn't show love. You're mean. Am I? Did it take you this long to find out? What's that got to do with the Word of God? Would you turn down a diamond and a pig snout because it's a pig snout? Oh, you chop the snout off and run with the diamond. Oh, what brains we have when it comes to the mundane, the supercilious and the scurrilous, the abhorrent. When it comes to God, we're just too undivided. Yeah? Yeah? You got the answers? We have the answers vindicated. Let the wicked forsake his ways. Cain was of that wicked one. The unrighteous man, his thoughts. He didn't have a think coming, but he misdivided the word and stood right up to it. And now, let him return unto our God. How do you return unto God? By repentance, changing your thinking. Get your thinking out of the way. And what will he do? He'll have mercy on him. And to our God, he'll abundantly pardon. There's no pardoning, even in the blood of Jesus Christ, without you coming to the light. Now, let's get that plan. Many of you say, contrary to the prophet, even put something in there, shows what you are. I'm not talking for Lee Vale, I'm talking for vindicated William Brandt. And by the grace of God, I want to stay in that mold. Not his mold, as though I want to be a prophet, but in the Word. Now watch. For my thoughts are higher than your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. Now notice right there, thoughts and ways. Now remember, God is an object of worship, and therefore we are talking on terms of relationship of worship. It's not simply a matter of conduct. Conduct is there. But you notice, your thoughts are not my thoughts, therefore your ways are not my ways. So if you're not within the thoughts, you're not going to go in the ways. And if you weren't in the thoughts of God, you're not a seed and you're not a child of God. So we're getting right down to nitty-gritty. Now listen, here's the gist. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be. Spoken word is original seed that positively cannot fail. There is no way out. There is no way out. If I'm an original seed, and I'd have to be a child of God, I would have to be within him. There is no way that it can miscarry. All that the Father giveth me will come unto me, and I will in no wise cast them out, neither shall any man pluck them out of my Father's hand. And Paul the Apostle knew that. For he said, having this confidence, that he which hath begun a good work in me, and you will perform it until the day of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's a work of performance in this special hour. And at that day, it is changed. And that work is no longer necessary. It is interim. You go to a higher position in the millennium for further sanctification and a temple worship you never knew. Now notice he said this here. So shall my word be. See? Not return void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing, or prosper, whereunto I sent it. Now he said, for you shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace, and the mountains and hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Now what are mountains and hills? That has to do with government, authorities, and high places. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. That's what Brother Branham talked about, the desert. The cactus will unfold under moisture. And it shall be to the Lord for a name, and for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. So we're looking at the word of the Lord here. God's word given by his Holy Spirit. And that Holy Spirit is in that word. That word is living. It is alive. It is pulsating. The only reason that we don't know it is because we're not fully in tune. We're not in that level. This is where the mind comes in. This is where the mouth comes in. This is where your faith is. Brother Branham brought out the fact of the high priest. He said that word means to confess, to say the same thing as what is being said today. William Branham said to me, all my thoughts are of God, therefore his words would be of God. Does that mean when his stomach gurgled, that was of God? He had a thought, I'm hungry? No, he's talking about the word. talking about the fact that he is that mouthpiece of God. I know people don't want that because they want their own thinking. Well, think all you want. If I can have God cut my head off or stick a couple of little tubes in my ear to take out all the thinking, all the humanistic element I've had there, I'd be the happiest man in the world. But I've got news for us. It ain't going to happen now or in the millenniums. Way down the line, it keeps going down the line, even though the thoughts will be. My understanding of further sanctification means a further separation, a further dedication to, a further consecration thereof, a constant filling up. We're going down the road. We've just merely started. Time and eternity at this point is just mingled. And people don't want to even accept that. Want to put some thoughts in there. Especially, this isn't the real thing. I'm educated to know the real thing when it comes. Oh, merciful God. If you don't know how to handle a four-cylinder engine, you're going to come by and say, well, I'll handle a 16-cylinder. You are 16 times nuttier than I thought you were. You all know what I'm saying? God at one time winked at ignorance. Ignorance means you don't know, but when the light strikes and you refuse it, you're not ignorant, you're stupid. Should I take that back? There's a better word for it. You're obstinate. You're obdurate. You're suicidal. Your maniacal tendencies of self-destruction. Rebellious in the face of Almighty God. Now, that's a better expression. I like it much better. Brother Brown is speaking of the former rain, the teaching rain, or the teacher at the time of the harvest rain. The last church age started in 1906. With it came a manifestation of power. And Brother Branham said, we have seen the Word manifested in its power, but not in its true revelation. That only came by the vindication of the prophet, making us to know we now have the true Word revealed, period. And number one, you must accept it exactly as it is, without any reservations. Let all your doubts go. This is it. And you don't get fussed up because some of the things hit you right between the eyeballs. Or they knock the starch out of your heart and some of the iron out of your backbone and leaves you there pretty well crumpled. Don't be afraid of it. It wasn't meant to hurt you. It isn't life that hurts us. It's the lack of life and the stinking things of death. And the Word is life and light, so don't be afraid of it. So I'm afraid I'll be exposed to what I've done. Hey, God knows anyway. The way out is not keeping that a secret. It has nothing to do with it. Forget it. Get to the light and let God work on it. It isn't what you've done. The point is God wants to give us strength to overcome so we don't do it again. See, why does a criminal law want to put people in jail so they won't do it again? Why do you get the Holy Spirit? So you won't do it again. You won't need to do it again. You've got something greater and bigger. So, all right, at the time of the latter rain, that particular season when the Word of God is manifested in power, that's the time of the harvest, the time of the restoration of gifts. At that particular time, there will be a sowing rain. And it tells us, as Joel tells us, as in the first. Now, at that time, rain coming down from heaven is the Word. At the same time, rain can also be spirit. Because water is Word and water is spirit. Now, if you want to find that out, now don't be alarmed that there happens to be two or three meanings to the same thing. If you want to go to the book of John, the 7th chapter, 37-39, the last day, the great day of the feast. What would the last day, the great day of the feast be? Should be tabernacles, I believe. If any man thirst, let him unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. So the Holy Spirit's like a river of water. It's a river of word. And Brother Branham said, the conduit of the Holy Spirit is the word. And so therefore the true baptism is piling word upon word upon word till you come up into the stature of perfect man, where God is controlling the light. Everybody doesn't get that far. But we keep striving. We keep moving. And one day we'll all get that far by the grace of God. It'll be God in his doing and willing and doing of his good pleasure. That's going on now, according to Paul. It'll be magnified as time goes on, more and more. And we don't become God. We just become more obedient and open and willing sons of Almighty God and truly manifested. All right, now this teaching rain that comes here at the time of the harvest. And what about it? He says, I've given you moderately, but at the end time, it won't be moderate, it'll be overflowing. Because the word given by Paul could not do at that day what that same word will do today under revelation. For even Paul said, I was caught up and saw things which I could not utter, unlawful for a man to say. Brother Branham was caught up and came back, opened the seals and all of these things for us. That was a vision, of course, the same as Paul was. Paul said, I don't know the body out of the body. Brother Branham said the same thing. So, we see at the end time, it is not given with moderation. That's the same as saying that we have the Spirit by measure, but Jesus had it without measure. Now we had a portion of the Word, but now we've got all of the Word. What all of the Word? Everything we need to get us out of here and put us into the resurrection and to the millennium. So I'll hear that which is perfect has come. There's no more necessary, Brother Branham, absolutely. When he opened the seals, said, that's it. It's open now, right to New Jerusalem. White throne, everything. The Bible said once the seals were opened, didn't let any man close the book. And at that time, he that's righteous is righteous still, filthy still, and here's the tree of life and immortality. Absolutely. And you notice how it is that in the 22nd chapter of the book of Revelation, that those scriptures are spoken of after the New Jerusalem has been revealed. And it talks about the seals having been opened. You notice how Brother Branham preached the future of the heavenly home of an earthly bride. Laid it right out there and told us things nobody told us. The Lamb on the throne, the pillar of fire above the throne. All the sons of God around there. And the virgins, 144,000. Eunuchs, he called them, taking care of a bride. All the foolish virgins, millions out there bringing their glory in. Explained the whole thing. We're into it now. See, Brother Branham said, no history will be written about this age. And we're going to forget everything we ever had down here. Remember it. In the new heavens and the new earth. All of these things are ours. These things were open through this teaching at the end time. In other words, as Brother Branham said, when Adam and Eve sinned, God came right down. He never trusted anybody. So it is today. And at that time, God instructed the cherubim to cut off the tree of life. Adam could not get to it. Put him outside the garden. What about this day? You can go to the tree of life, live forever. But notice, as you go, that which is perfect has come. The cycle has been completed. So now the earth must be filled with the glory of God and his children. That has nothing to do with you and me. That has everything to do with God, who in love predestinated us to it. Why, we just consider ourselves as checkers on a checkerboard. lifting us up. Now put some animation in it and call it a chessboard. You've got your kings and your knights and whatever they are. I don't know what a pawn is or a rook, forget it. But they're designated like living creatures around the throne. God moves them, picks them up as it were. And the life in there is rejoicing as the pulsation of the Spirit of God, the Word being fulfilled in our lives. God does it. People don't want to believe that. What a free choice. I can come and I can go, so you can twist God's arm. You read all these books, you know, about Mueller, the great man of God. He prayed 50 years for a friend. The man never came to Christ. After the man died, he came to Christ. After Mueller died, he came to Christ. And people say, there you are, prayer prevails. Well, why didn't Moses go down and say to God, hey, let's take care of Pharaoh the real way. Brotherly love, sweet, 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 kind, 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 love, love, love. We'll just pray until Pharaoh comes in. Well, there's nobody here old enough to be my father. You wouldn't want to be my father anyway. You're saying, wouldn't it be nice if you prayed that you're going to be my father? The man 120 years old prayed that for the next 6 billion years I couldn't be his son. See why Brother Branham taught spoken words, original seed? You can't change these things. And you'll see people come, as it were, and they bleed, they bleed, they bleed. Then they go back to the trough of soil. The dog to his vomit. And brother, and it's in the Bible, it says all tables are filled with vomit. So the dog goes back to his organizational creeds and dogmas. He loves vomit. Has anybody ever vomited? You have to rinse your mouth and wash your mouth and spit and gag and yuck. But dogs love it. Be my guest. Strange world, isn't it? The dogs love it. Sour is wallow. Doesn't the Bible teach they that wash their garments have the right to the tree of life? These came in for a while. Brother Branham stood there. I'm sent to dress a bride. Hey. Find a woman of such character to listen to the message and stand in the waters of separation. Get her robes cleaned up. So she won't have a spot or a garment. Spot or a blemish on a garment or wrinkle. What do the hogs do? He said, Brother Vail, you're getting pretty mean about things. Well, why don't you rewrite the Bible then so I can preach it differently? I never said a thing about dogs and hogs. Peter did. You want to have a little seance with him and say, Peter, I think something's wrong with you. Well, if you got your seance, he'd say, well, I think you better call Jesus because, remember, I was one of his right-hand men. See where you find yourselves when you get off the word teaching ring. Brother Branham said what it was, the teacher. There's nobody can teach for God except a prophet. Nobody but nobody. So he rebuked this former rainforest and said it was a teaching at the end time. And all we need now, since we have the rain that brought the seed up, and remember it's at the harvest time, when the reaper overtakes the sower, the fan is in the hand, it's a time of burning, it's a time of Malachi 4, Brother Branham put it all together and showed us. It's even to the white throne, because when this chaff burns, brother, sister, they're the ones that come up and say, but Lord, in your name we cast out devils. In your name we done wonderful things. We prophesied. We had all the gifts. He said, get out of here. I never, ever knew you. And you can't say it wasn't the Holy Ghost manifesting through gifts, only through gifts. What if you have a nice way of writing? And I gave you a beautiful pen. That's my gift to you. And you use it, but it's not I. The Holy Spirit can give you gifts that suit you. Maybe you like to prophesy. You could even prophesy. Why, right now there's a preacher. He divorced his beautiful, lovely wife that I think is one of the finest women. I just love her. So he married some young chick. And now he justifies himself, and people are flocking there to Arkansas because this little woman he's living in adultery with, as far as I'm concerned, she's got gifts manifested. Ooh la la. I can give you 2 bits for a church full of that stuff. Come on, what are we running? What are we running? Some denominational house of prostitution? If you're going to have gifts, you got to have someone with a gift of discernment to stand right there and know what spirit is. Whether you're a fallen angel or a good angel. What's in your carcass? Carcass? Yeah, carcass. All right. That was on page 2. On page 3, he spoke of the Federation of Churches, which is going to come out of this sowing. Because William Branham sowed, Protestant denominations under Billy Graham and Oral Roberts sowed. And the Holy Spirit comes right down upon it. See all your charismatics, depart, I never knew you. And the others in there too, a denominational seed. In there could be some foolish virgin. They don't know better. God will help them forgive their ignorance, as you see in Matthew 25. On page 4, he mentions both wise and foolish virgin, also the great whore, all her churches. He told the position of them each and the end of them all. Especially mentioned the Roman Catholic Church martyring 68 million Protestants because they sincerely believed they should do so. He said they weren't hypocrites. Why were they not hypocrites? Because they were what they were what they were. Like Gertrude Stein, a rose is a rose is a rose. What are you going to try to make it, a tulip? What do you get out of dogs? Arf, arf, bark, bark. Now, if a dog said mew, mew, you just hate it the minute. Now, what are you anyway? I'm a hypocrite. These people aren't hypocrites. Now, we're hitting something sensitive. Can you feel it and understand it? If they aren't hypocrites, what about the people? That can't stand this word unless it's to their liking. You say, Brother Vail, they're hypocrites. No, they're not. They are what they are. That's why the Bible said after the first admonition or second reject as a heretic, because that's exactly what it is. See, people don't want to read the Bible the way it's written. And if anybody stands for it, well, that's horrible. You shouldn't do it. And why bother having it? The Word of God contemns a simple mechanical head knowledge. Even if it's 100% right, you haven't been taught that way. That'd be a second generation Branhamite, so to speak, message person, or third generation. You miss it a million miles. Now, that's perfect mechanics, which the Holy Ghost has to bypass. Then what about those people who don't even want it? See, they are what they are. Brother Branham said they are not hypocrites. They sincerely believe that they should kill people. When Augustine and Hippo decided, reading in Scripture, that Paul was struck down by God and forced to believe, raging against God, then you can take anybody that comes against the Catholic Church and strike him down and make him confess. even though it doesn't do any good. He hasn't changed his mind. He's just confessed. And the Catholic Church says, okay, we'll kill anybody. 68 million Protestants. On page 5, he deals a bit with Godhead and the various roles that God assumes. But the Jesus-only people, the oneness, they did not listen to Brother Branham. When Brother Branham said, I am not oneness, I am not Trinitarian, I stand in between, and you go to those people, they haven't changed one iota of their doctrine in the majority. And the Trinitarians have fallen for it, so that Jesus is his own father, and Brother Branham said, no way. If Jesus is his own father, then so am I. Because I just have a little of what he's got a lot of. And Brother Branham said, I came exactly like Jesus Christ, except that bypassed that word or spirit or theophonic form, which was commensurate to what I was really and what you are also really. Talked about Godhead. He then gets back to the great harlot and admonishes us that Rome caused communism, which is true. As one Baptist preacher did, he made a map of all Roman Catholic countries and made it purple. Then he made maps of all the red countries and put them right on top, and they just were perfect. Communism always came that way, where the people are ground down. See? So we should not fear communism, for it is not the Antichrist. Rome is the Antichrist. But communism has been raised up even as Babylon was raised up to come against Israel and their disobedience. So communism will burn the flesh of the harlot, and there's an atomic bomb, whether people want to believe it or not, that's going to knock Rome out, and it's going to knock Washington out. It will devastate Europe and devastate America. And don't think that's not possible. All right. So, Brother Branham on page 6 says, do not fear communism. See? And he talks about it. His trip to Finland, when that little boy was raised up from the dead in Finland. Those big communistic soldiers standing there with a salute when I passed by and tears running down their cheeks said, we will receive a God like that. See, Rome didn't have anything like that. Now they're getting a bit with gifts and make everybody think, oh, this is great. Sure, a God that can raise the dead and keep his word, sure, they'll take a God like that, see? But when it comes just to going to church and living like the devil, everything else, like the rest of the world, making nothing, then they don't believe it. But you see, they're coming back to religion again. But what is it? It's the religion of the harlot and the denominations. Billy Graham, Pentecost, and Rome. What have they got? They haven't got the real thing. Why? Because the seeds were already planted. And if the true seed of the former rain, the teaching rain, is not in you and me, we're part of the chaff. Because this is the hour of judgment. It's the harvest time, you see, and the harvest rain, Holy Spirit coming at the end time, is ripening, just like it says over here in the second chapter of Acts, and most people don't even believe it, where Peter says, this is that spoken by the prophet Joel, it'll come to pass in the last days, said God. I'll pour my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men see vision, your old men see dreams, shall dream. And on my servants and handmaidens, I'll pour out of these days my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And then he says, at that time I'll show wonders in heaven, signs in earth belief, a fire and vapor smoke, the sun turned into darkness. That's Matthew 24, the great tribulation coming. And just before that time, the word comes. Let me see if I can find it over here. There's a place in Deuteronomy 32. Just give you an idea. Give ear, O heavens, and I will speak, and hear earth the words of my mouth. My doctrine shall drop as the rain. My speech shall distill as the dew. as the small rain upon the tender herb and showers upon the grass, because I will publish the name of the Lord, ascribe ye greatness unto our God. There you are. See, what's coming at the end time. Okay. Let me see if there's something over here. Can't tell for sure. Let me see now. Job. I can find something. Now, verse 26, behold, God is great, and we know not him, neither can the numbers of his years be searched out. For he maketh the small drops of water, they pour down rain, according to the vapor thereof, which the clouds do drop, and distill upon man abundantly. Hey, you distill upon a man, he'd have to be lying out there in the grass. Talking about the Word. So, all right, at the end time, you have this marvelous message that the Word rejects. Now, he said, communism, sure, they take reality. But at the end time, they don't get it because there's very little Word there. If it was meant to be there, they'd have it. And they turn back to the old creeds and dogmas that were left way, way behind. They go right back to where they came out, full circle. There's no scripture that says communism will rule the world. But there is scripture, and all scripture says Romanism will do it. So keep your eyes on that. Now, what is the secret of the end time? It is not communism. It is gold and paper. And communism has repudiated gold. When Stalin took over from Trotsky, he had him killed. Lenin, I think, he also bumped off. And he became the dictator. I read in the paper where the communists laughed that America wanted gold, and they shipped over tons and tons of unrefined gold to Seattle. But the funny thing was, during the war, Second World War, under Secretary of State, now, maybe the treasurer, I just can't quite remember his name now, America sent over just about all of our equipment to them to mine gold and all. So now America's run out of gold. Who do you think's got the gold? Rome. Who's got the paper? Those in authority. Your Jews have the paper. So what are you looking at? You're looking at the very fact here that the judge is at the door at this time. He's got a left hand, and he's got a right hand. He's exonerated the bride, and he's condemned the world. I indict this generation. Flashing red lights of judgment. Combine coming. All the things that Brother Branham preached are now in order. And you'll see the complete failure of the money system. And the money system fails because of greed. Now, what's Congress going to do with Mr. Clinton, the guy that wasn't going to raise taxes, and this and that and the other thing? He's going to raise taxes once more, and what was it? Bush had the biggest one in history, understand? Now, this guy's going to be bigger again, and the deficit will not go down. Who are you kidding? It means that those greedy birds in Washington will spend all of that money, and the debt will still go up. Because the money system has to collapse. And they won't allow it to collapse. They'll take the gold of Rome and say yes to Rome. Now it says, look, tonight, just look what's happened even last night. This senator of Kentucky said about having a Republican in there, in the seat, they're now representing the state of Kentucky, said he's a Protestant and make no bones of it, him a Catholic. In other words, he used his religion against the other man. They're getting just as bold as they can be. And remember, there's other things that go with that. The foolish virgin time. We see the things that have never happened. And none of these men, the teachers down through the age, could say these things like we can now because they are here. In other words, Brother Branham is telling you right here, this is but by divine inspiration based upon vindication. He's telling you the truth. Don't be afraid of communism. Understand this perfectly. We will not call the money in the way Cuba did. We are not going to do it.
There's too many of these companies that are absolutely controlled, even mentioned Phillips, the big tobacco company. Now you look around and you find out who controls these companies. Who's got the paper? Who's got the bonds? What people in the junk bond market that wiped up millions of billions of dollars of people, left them stranded? Who's buying up what? Don't you remember Rothschild said, I don't give a rip who makes the law as long as I can make the money. Hey, do you think I would give a rip who made the laws if I had the money? Why did Brother Branham go against capital punishment? He can't deny it's in the Word. Even a prophet of God can't deny it. But what was his own sentiment? As a man, at least. Two things. The man with the money got off. The black man never got off at that time. Do you realize there's a black man thrown in jail in Georgia? Given a life sentence because he stole a few things? And a white man could rape and do and murder, and he'd just get a tap on the wrist. Because he was maybe a senator's son, or he had that great, you know, antebellum aura of the South. Is that about right, Joe? Hear from the South. Had their own aristocracy. Now, no wonder he was against capital punishment. He wasn't against it per se. He was against the way they did it. The Bible gives him good grounds for it, because it talks about that. But God's watching. Sure, the Catholics are bold. Now, the unwise virgin and hybrid Pentecostal, that's the same thing. Hybrid with the things of the world. Now, remember, I'm Pentecost, but I'm not Pentecost denomination. Like Brother Branham was one God, but not oneness according to the oneness people or Jesus only. I resent that. I'm Pentecostal by experience. The Methodists are Pentecostal, Baptist Pentecostal, Catholic Pentecostal, if they've got the Pentecostal experience. That's the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You cannot organize Pentecost because it's an experience and it's God, and God cannot be organized. It's like God is in His Word and He is His Word. How are you going to organize it? If you do, He just walks up because it's no longer His Word. Now, let me tell you something. You know, a lot of us might wear somebody else's suit, but God, not God. God only wears one suit. That's the Word. He hasn't got two or three suits. One suit. Now, Jesus told us these things would come. He told us about how they'd take place. The unwise virgin would rise up and the things she would do and how the people would call out in their day and want oil. But it'd be too late, see? Now watch those three churches. One, there's the prostitute. She didn't come for anything. Now she is self-centered in herself. Rich increase in goods and don't lack a thing. I'm a widow, not I'm a queen. I said as a queen, I'm no widow. Number two, there's the unwise virgin, which is a Protestant church. Number three, there's the bride, see. Now, there are the three stages of the church in the last days. Now watch, we're going to bring them right straight up from Genesis and bring them right here and place them in Revelation of the rapture, the Lord willing. Now, you're not going to place everybody in the rapture. You're going to place the bride in the rapture and where the others fall in. Now, you see, where would the Muslims come in under this? Well, there can be some seed amongst them, foolish virgin. Maybe I don't know what's there. And there could be that there's absolutely nothing there. That they're part of the heathen. Serpent seed, a whole bunch. Don't ask me. I know one thing, that you're seeing a religious war going on in Europe right now. And you're seeing the Muslims, or Muslims, whatever you want to call them, they're being taken down the primrose path. They're going to destroy them. I doubt if Clinton will step in. He shot his mouth off, but he shot his mouth against Bush and every single thing, and he's chickened out and lied about it all. It's true. And he better not. Because this would be worse than Vietnam. Far worse. You know why? Because Europe will be against them for even moving in. The Pope could call it all off. Now, the Arabs are beginning to rise up a little bit. They're getting a bit edgy right now. But let's ask a question. If they rose up right now, they couldn't even handle Israel. Israel blown plumb off the map. They're no problem. Catholic Church, you watch it. It's going to call all the punches. Now, the Pope said, I'm a moral man. What's moral than letting the Catholics kill all the Muslims? Well, it's highly moral if these guys are just bugs to be tramped on. Now, come on, we're getting right back to their own understanding. It's great to kill for God. God doesn't do it, we'll do it for him. Why, who needs God to come down and kill him? We'll be glad to do it for you, Lord. You don't think that's true? Come on. It's the way they've done it. They'll even torture you. If they think they can make a convert of you and scare the pants off everybody else or show that you've got some brains and let other people follow you. All right, all these things look real. Pentecost looks real. What? They say, well, I belong to a Pentecost organization. That doesn't mean no more if you lived in a hog pen. Personally, I prefer the hog pen. Wouldn't make a bit of difference. It's just sounding brass and tinkling cymbal. No matter where you belong, if you're not born of the Spirit of God, having received this, the Holy Ghost, see, tells you what the rebirth is. Baptism of the Holy Ghost. And the reason, if you haven't, is you just don't believe all the Word, proving you haven't received the Holy Ghost yet. Now, did you listen to what I read? Let me go over it again now. Now, get your brains moving. This sermon was preached in 1962. Broken Cisterns was preached afterward. It was preached in July of 64. This sermon was March of 62. And yet in 1964, Brother Branham said, I used to believe love was the evidence of the baptism with the Holy Ghost. Yeah. And this period of time I went to him for that evidence of the Holy Ghost, which was love. Now listen to what he says in 62. He doesn't even know he's saying it. He said, it's just a sounding brass and tinkling cymbal. No matter where you belong, if you're not born of the Spirit of God, having received the Holy Ghost. And the reason, if you haven't, is you don't believe all the Word of God. Proving you haven't received the Holy Ghost yet. So what does he say the evidence is? In 1962, without even knowing. See, a prophet can't help himself. He will trip himself up every time with the Word of God. Why? Because times he doesn't even know he said it. It hasn't reached his consciousness. This man is a man, as a man, is so dumb. Crazy like a fox. Let's get back. This man, as a man, is so dumb. He puts his watch out on the desk. Doesn't even know he set his watch out there. Throw my keys up. 2 years later, hey! Here's the key.
I can't believe a man like that. He's too stupid. You're 10 times stupider because you can't even get it.
I want to insult you, but I want to make your ears prick up. You see why I got such faith in Brother Branham? No way, but no way can a prophet make a mistake. He can't be judged. Except to say, praise God, that's it. Thank you, Lord, for allowing me to have a prophet. To be a friend of the prophet. I thought you'd like that one. That was what I call beautiful. That's exactly right. The Holy Spirit, when you hear the truth, and the Holy Spirit doesn't lead you to it, then there's another spirit in there keeping you away from it.
Amen. Now, how many 4x4 knocks on the head do I have to give you and you give me to understand what we're talking about, people? There is a separation.
and it's by the Word. Now, if you're not happy in this church, I believe you are, because I don't feel any bad spirits, and if I did, I wouldn't know it anyway, I guess. If you're not happy, you could get yourself someone else. Of course, not here, because I'm here. You don't come into my home and tell me to get out. It's mine. This is the kind of preaching people don't like. Because you see, they're free spirits. They don't want to be nailed down. I want to be nailed down and my humanistic brains knocked out. And all my own thinking not only go into amnesia, but completely destroyed. Don't you understand what I'm saying? If you and I had that, what we would be? Oh, God. There wouldn't be a sick person in here. There wouldn't be an unhealthy bone. There wouldn't be any hairs falling out. You'd be the closest thing to a glorified person there could possibly be. One word off takes it away. I don't mean one word is the one word. I can put in two words, a double negative comes out a positive. But as Brother Branham said, one word changed the whole me. Surely not die, but they did. And merciful God, what came with it? All the seeds that were lying there within the frame. Immediately, with the light of God gone, something began to happen. So everybody today's got tuberculosis. We've even got, I believe, HIV 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 for all I know lying there. Brother Dale, I didn't have a needle. I wasn't abused. This, a little, listen, I'll bring the film to you. A little girl out of Chicago. There is no way they can identify her case, and there's 79 in America just like her, and hundreds more that are on the border edge. They can't figure where it came from. There's no reason to be there, but it is. Seeds lying there in this age. Yeah, brother, sister. What spirit came down and took these people as babies? Most of them are wicked spirits. And they throw a perversion automatically, the perversion of the hour, which is homosexuality, right within those bodies. And you've got kids being born, and they say in the genes, homosexual. And I'm beginning to agree with it. And the government's full of it. Oh, they're trying to say, oh, there's just a few got it. But every now and then somebody opens his mouth and says there's 10 million. Well, let's forget about that. Let's go on here. How many men's we got it?
30.
Well, we don't need 30. Let me read this again and call it quits. Why belong to a Pentecostal organization? They say, well, that does it. You know, we speak in tongues, we got it. That don't mean any more to live in a hog pen. Like the preacher said many, many years ago, he said, what do you mean going to church makes you a Christian? No more than you going into a garage makes you a Model T Ford. See, it wouldn't make any difference except for one thing, Brother Branham forgot. You can go to church and come out in worse shape than when you went in. So, Brother Dale, I live this nice Christian life, but are you believing the Word? No, your spirit could rise up against me so fast on this Word, then blame it on and say, well, I just love the teaching, but I loathe the teacher. Is that a fact? Come on, you got to be kidding. Well, maybe I could agree with that, because I've seen some men that don't love their wives. They just love the sex that they get. If that's all you got, you're crud. Is this all we got? No. I got people who love me. If I blank out and they think I could be dying or dead, they burst into tears. And it's not happy tears, dancing. I say, oh, Baal's gone, Baal's gone. Hallelujah, he's gone. No, no, they're just sincere. Just like if one of you died, I could hardly bury you. I'd maybe have to hire somebody else. Boy, I sure want a rapture around here, I can tell you that. Dedicating babies, I don't mind. Marriages, I don't mind. But funerals, I don't want them anymore. Takes too much out of you. You can't miss part of your life and not know it. That's how God felt when Adam walked off the scene. Went to the prostitute Eve. You think anybody wants to kick anybody out? Have a showdown? You can't gloss it over and save the people that you love. If your kidney's full of cancer, you got to take it out to save the one that isn't. Amputation is no easy thing, but it helps an awful lot when necessary. Wouldn't make a bit of difference. Sounding brass, tinkling cymbal. No matter where you belong, if you're not born of the Spirit of God, having received the Holy Ghost, and the reason if you haven't, you don't believe all the Word of God, proving you haven't received the Holy Ghost yet. Right, that's exactly right. See, line upon line, word upon word, that's exactly right. The Holy Spirit, when you hear the truth and the Holy Spirit doesn't lead you to it, then there's another Spirit in you. He says in there, I'm going to put it in you because that's truth. Keeping you away from it. So the Spirit you've got in you isn't the Holy Spirit. Well, what spirit is it? Well, you say, Brother Bill, I believe that man's got a devil. No, 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 no. I wouldn't say that. I'd just say that man was predestinated when he came forth, God knowing his great-great-grandmother, great-great-grandfather, bringing him right down here to that nature, that fallen angel was standing right there. Said, this is mine. God said, go ahead. Go ahead. Now you free moral agent people, what are you going to do when the Word of God strikes you? Vindicated man. Vindicated man. Hear, O heavens, I will open my mouth. My words will be like dew distilling upon the grass. What about it? You know, if after this message you don't feel a reality, you haven't felt before, and I haven't, and we're not more cognizant of the fact of God and His children, and His ways than we were before. And we're not more delighted with our understanding than we were before. And it is possible none of us are born again. That's pretty hard medicine, isn't it? And where are we this morning? If we can receive this morning and the rest can't, and I'm preaching you, thus saith the Lord from the prophet vindicated. Before God, I don't believe I've changed one thing. If I have, I'm sorry. Oh, God will help me. We'll just change it right back where it should be. But there ought to be a difference. And a higher plateau. Because this is not dead manna. This is not expended word. They will pass away with the use thereof. Brother, sister, we're just getting warmed up and revved up. We're just getting enlightened and enlivened. And I can say with Brother Branham unequivocally, if we're not bride, there is a bride out there somewhere that's vindicated. And by the grace of God, I won't stand in her way. At least I want to come up as foolish virgin. I want to stand there as at least a friend of the bridegroom if I'm not the bride. And come in and be a part of the useful kingdom of Almighty God, which shall have no end and no decrease, but a constant increase of His government. There's your sanctification again. There's your moving on. Well, let's rise and be dismayed. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank You again for the time, the fellowship we've had here with Your Word. We do appreciate very, very much the fact, Lord, that You have allowed us to be here for this day and for this hour, and to know, as other generations have not known, the great enlightenment, the Word coming as dew distilling upon the grass, as the sun breaking over the horizon, both the same, gently, sweetly coming, without the cataract and thunderous roar that people would attribute to the shout. No, it's not the way it came. It came as the breaking of the dawn, the light moving to the west, going back to the east, refreshing dew distilling upon the plants of God, getting ready for Eden, getting ready for the millennium, getting ready for resurrection, immortality, rapture, wedding supper, going on through 1,000 years, temple worship, and all the beauty and glory that will be there, which I don't understand, but You do, Lord, and that's fine by me. And then into the other realm, past the white throne, caught away until the new heavens and earth, completely brought back by the creative word of Almighty God, dissolution and recreation or reforming. And then there. All these marvelous things, Lord, they're not daydreams. We know they're not daydreams, they're reality. And may they break over our soul until there's nothing left but the reality of God, and every thought in every way brought into subjection to Him who is all glorious, who is omnipotent, omniscient, and love. May we rest in that today, Lord, and may our strength come up. And may our strength, Lord, be, as it were, 1,000 men coming forth with that which comes from You, Lord. May there not be a feeble one amongst us, Father. May there not be a discouraged one. May there no one here who looks at himself and herself and looks in pity, disgust, or any frame of mind other than the Word of God. We are part of that perfect, righteous, sinless, beautiful bride that didn't do it in the first place, and we stand justified by the Judge, who is also King of Kings and Lord of Lords, in complete dominion. May You receive glory today, Lord, O God, whatever is lacking, if anything is lacking. And if all that is lacking, Lord, is something within ourselves concerning our attitude or our actions, then, Lord, jolt us, we pray, in the name of Jesus Christ, to lay hold of that which is ours from You, and esteem it more than our necessary bread. To esteem it more than life itself, because this goes beyond life to the other life. So that it is the great treasure, nothing to be compared to it. May we as a people in this church, Lord, from this moment on, walk into that plateau, into the glorious illumination of the revelation, the epiphany. Let it be our epiphany, Lord. a light to go to the light, a life to be swallowed up in the light, for all things are God. Now unto the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be all power. And we attribute you in all glory and honor, for you are worthy. In and through the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Take the name of Jesus with you.